Close your eyes and watch your breath. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths and see how it feels. If long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't feel good, you can change. Keep watch over what you're doing, the results that you're getting. And the meditation is bound to improve. This is a basic principle in life. You have to watch what you're doing. You have to get feedback, both from yourself and from other people. You have to develop your own powers of judgment, your own discernment, to see what's going on in your mind so that you can make corrections when they need to be made. Because as the Buddha said, we're suffering because of mistakes we make. We have cravings for things that are going to cause us suffering. We keep going for it out of ignorance. So we have to overcome our ignorance. And part of that's overcome by just being more observant inside ourselves. The other part is learning how to find good people you can depend on to tell you when you've gone wrong, when you've made a mistake, when you've harmed somebody, when you've hurt somebody. We go through life with our eyes focused forward. Sometimes we leave all kinds of problems in our wake. We don't see them because we're looking in the other direction. So it's good to have people around us whose eyes we can trust, whose opinions we can trust. This is why the Buddha said that one of the principles that protects you as you go through life is that you take criticism easily. And this means you have to listen to everybody with respect. You don't have to follow everybody's advice, because sometimes what you learn from somebody's advice is how stupid the other person is. But there are other times when you realize, okay, this person has seen something in my behavior that was not right, and I can now have the opportunity to make a correction there. In the Buddha's image, he says it's like someone who points out a treasure to you, someone who is wise and points out your faults. Because otherwise, if you didn't have that person to point those things out to you, or if you didn't show respect to people like that, they wouldn't point them out to you, and you wouldn't have a chance to correct your fault. So this is one of the reasons why the monks have a rule that when anybody criticizes them, they have to show respect for that person, respect for what they say, which means that you're open to criticism the next time. Now, you may not like criticism, but again, you have to use your discernment as to what is valid criticism, what's not. But if you start showing disrespect for people who are critical, then they're not going to offer you anything more. And you may figure, okay, this is nice, nobody's criticizing me, but you're missing out on the opportunity to learn some things that otherwise are going to be very hard to learn. So when someone criticizes you, show respect for the person, be polite, and then think it over. Is this valid criticism? Is this something I really have to work on? But as long as you show respect for the other person, that's a sign that you're willing to learn. John Fung used to say that respect is a sign of intelligence. This is not what we learned in school. We learned in school that if you talk back to the teacher sometimes, you can show yourself, at least your friends think you're intelligent. But that's not the kind of intelligence we want. We want the kind of intelligence that actually sees where we're doing something wrong and make correction, because that's what the teaching is all about. If we weren't making mistakes, we wouldn't be suffering. It's because of our mistakes that we suffer. So a good thing to keep watching the fact that you're making mistakes. Try to catch yourself if you can, so you don't have to wait for other people to point out where you've gone wrong. But if they do, show respect, because that means you're open to learning. And when you're open to learn, that's when you gain new knowledge, the knowledge that can really help you.